Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Security is being tightened in the nation's capital ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration next week. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, the move comes as the FBI warns of the possibility of further violence in Washington and at state capitals across the nation.
The Department of Homeland Security announced that what the government calls a national special security event will now begin this coming Wednesday, a full week ahead of Biden's inauguration. It had been planned to start a day ahead of the inauguration. In a statement, the department said it was in light of the events of the past week and the evolving security landscape. Five people died, including a U.S. Capitol police officer, when a pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol last Wednesday. The FBI is warning of armed insurgents holding actions in Washington and in all 50 state capitals in the coming days. The National Guard says some 10,000 troops will be deploying in Washington. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
Justice Department officials are set to brief congressional panels today on the investigation into the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The briefings come amid efforts by House Democrats to impeach President Trump for inciting the rioters. President-elect Joe Biden says lawmakers can split their time between an impeachment trial and confirming his nominees. Biden was speaking in Newark, Delaware, where he received a second dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine.
Number one priority is getting vaccine in people's arms, like we just did today, as rapidly as we can. And we're working on that program now.
Biden says that another top priority will be getting a larger stimulus bill approved to help revive the economy. A Republican official in Nevada's Nye County has sent an official email claiming that President Trump will be inaugurated next week. From member station KUNR, Paul Boger reports that Nevada's two Democratic senators are requesting an FBI investigation, citing concerns that the email could incite more violence.
The official email from Nye County Republican Party Chair Chris Zimmerman levels a series of unfounded allegations of voter fraud in last year's election. It also outlines a conspiracy theory that ultimately ends with President Trump's re-inauguration. The letter, which was sent to voters Friday, has sparked criticism and outrage after pro-Trump extremists stormed the Capitol last week. Speaking to reporters, Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak called the letter an embarrassment to the state.
The false allegations against the integrity of the election, which lack all evidence of fraud or wrongdoing, need to end, and end now.
The Nye County District Attorney's Office, however, says the email falls under First Amendment protections. For NPR News, I'm Paul Boger in Reno.
This is NPR News. The United States has redesignated Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism alongside North Korea, Iran, and Syria. It is the latest Trump administration move to reverse former President Obama's steps to normalize relations with the island. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo cites Cuba's refusal to hand over U.S. fugitives and the country's support for Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. BioNTech has announced plans to ramp up production of the COVID-19 vaccine that it developed along with Pfizer. The Germany-based biotechnology company says it expects to produce 2 billion doses of the vaccine this year. BioNTech says three manufacturing sites in the U.S. and three in Europe are either already operating or will be coming online soon to approximately double the number of doses committed for this fiscal year. The Alabama Crimson Tide is taking home the college football national championship. Alabama Public Radio Stan Ingold has more on this historic win for the Tide.
The Crimson Tide of Alabama rolled over the Buckeyes of Ohio State 52-24 at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Alabama star wide receiver and Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith recorded 12 catches, 215 yards, and three touchdowns before leaving the game early in the second half with a hand injury. The Tide went 13-0 in total for the season, playing an all-Southeastern Conference season until the playoffs due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The win is historic for Alabama head coach Nick Saban. This makes his seventh national title, passing former Alabama coach Bear Bryant for the most ever.
Stan Ingold in Tuscaloosa. This is NPR News.